Welcome to Talking TCJS Podcast with Mike and Orlando. I'm Orlando.
I'm Mike. So, yeah, I think we've reached a tipping point of TCGS podcast. Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell reflects how there's too many of something. And here is a list, at least on the Gethead's Facebook page, of all current podcasts. Not all of them are TCGS, but they're all pretty connected, and here's the list. We have Talking TCGS, Talking TCGS, Teens Talking TCGS, Chatting Rats, Drinking TCGS, Talking One Word, Talking Anything But TCGS, 12 Hour Day, Hit the Mark, Fizzy Boys, Menage a Trois, Thinking About Talking About Talking Talking TCGS. Wow.
That is too many, and I have not listened to most of them.
I agree. Most of those I do know about, but actually listen to very few of them.
Yeah, I listen to 12 Hour Day because it's a great experiment and see how long...
It's impressive by its very nature. Title alone and just the achievement of length.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Andy Warhol film where it's a single shot of the Empire State Building for 24 hours, and that's the movie.
Andy Kaufman, a great. Are you calling...
No, Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol, another great.
Another All great. Right. No, they're both great.
Are you calling Connor and JD greats? Are you?
I like them both a lot. Okay. I think it's a superior podcast in this collection.
I really enjoyed 12 Hour Day. I just, like... It threw off how I listen to podcasts because I have a lot of other ones that I listen to. And, like, I couldn't listen to it because I feel like I needed to get through...
It's a marathon. Day. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
It's an achievement to finish. It's kind of like watching the 12-hour election special. It's almost like a badge on your chest. Like, yeah, I watched it all.
And I'll be real here. I wanted to be the first one to do it. And I quickly found out I was not the most dedicated person.
How so?
There was that hashtag #AntsyMatt that came out around the 8-hour mark. Like, there were like 5-6 people who already gotten to that point when I got there. I was like, God damn it. Yeah.
Some people really want to be first. I mean, look at any comment section on YouTube. That's another achievement. Finishing it, but being the first to finish it. I think that's what this whole podcast thing is just people being like, oh, look at my thing, which is a good thing. It's a good that people are like, oh, look at what I have to say, that we live in a world where everyone can get an opinion. But remember those YouTube comment pages. If everyone's yelling at the same time, we hear no one. I'm paraphrasing a Jon Stewart quote. But what we're just saying is, like, let's just make sure we don't, you know, like a bathtub, and like when it's at the perfect temperature. But then, you know, a bathtub, when you leave the water running and you leave the house and then you come back and everything's flooded with water.
Yeah, yeah, that whole thing.
That whole thing. I feel like that's what TCGS is at. The podcast collection is like we're 2 steps away. We're 2 steps away. We're adding to it. We're adding to it. I have no problem adding to it. But at least we're like, we're a warning amongst the many. Yeah.
We're disseminating the other podcasts. I feel like some of them don't even count, like... Because they're like
Fizzy Boys?
Fizzy Boys, Menage a Trois, 12 Hour Day.
No, but they're all... Well, also, the ones that are a little separated from TCGS, I would argue, have lasted longer, have better guests. They have way better...
Hit the Mark.
Hit the Mark. Oh, it's a great podcast. And a great... Oh, there are so many podcasts with puns in the title.
Yeah.
But it's so nice to see one that's worth it. That's really actually worth it. Kudos to Mark. Great guy.
Yeah, yeah. I listen to constantly. Went to Dan Black's show this week because I listened to it. And he's like, oh, he's ending his run. Let me go see his show.
Yeah.
So I really don't consider that. Like, Mark's part of the TCGS universe.
No, he's part of the universe, but his podcast is totally separate.
Can we divide things into post-Talking TCGS?
Like, yeah, that's also another thing. This is also a total bandwagon. If your podcast came about before Talking TCGS, which is one of my favorites of all podcasts right now, I'm really enjoying it. If you came before... That's an achievement, like, in and itself, in just longevity and originality.
Yeah. I mean, does this mean, like, it's kind of like what Warhol said, everybody will be famous for 15 minutes in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
In the future, everybody's going to have
really
podcasts.
Really solid callback.
Yeah. we're only going to make this podcast 15 minutes because I don't.
No, that's a good rule. Actually, that could be... No, see, you know like when things get invented by the first episode? Yeah. This is one of those things. What are we up to right now?
We're up to 5 minutes, 11 seconds.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You know who we don't talk about in the podcast world? It was not listed on there. Johnny Woo has a great podcast called This Is Why It's Great.
Oh, yeah?
And he like... breaks down songs and like talks about why they're great and like like stops and starts the music and like
and how long down. Is it like
it's like between 15 minutes.
Oh, beautiful, perfect.
It's great. Like you listen to a song and then he like breaks it down and it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And also I want to state just for the record when it comes to Mike and Orlando, they're part of the universe, but why do they matter? I want to just state for myself that I am like a rigorous podcast listener.
Yeah.
Like daily, it is a daily thing I do.
Yeah, how many podcasts do you listen to, like...
per day?
Yeah, I can tell you what...
I mean, I have, like, a huge back catalog...
As do I.
Of, like, I have, like, in the thousands of, like, I'm not going to listen to all these, but I like having the options. I'm that kind of person. Like, obviously, Marc Maron's, and You Made It Weird, and... Doug Loves Movies, and How Did This Get Made, and all the UCB podcasts, several of the TCGS podcasts. You and yours?
I counted 22 regular podcasts a week.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of fun ones. A lot of NPR.
Oh, yeah? Which one? Any Ira Glass up in there?
Yeah, a little Ira Glass. Latino USA.
That's good. Any Wait, Don't Tell Me?
No, but I do listen to...
I love Wait, Don't Tell... Oh, come
on. I listen
on.
To Ask Me Another.
Oh, yeah?
Do you listen to Ask Me Another?
I don't.
Oh, it's great. It's good. Like a lot of like... It's what short form improv should be.
It's like, a good accompaniment of short form improv?
Yeah, it's like let's join two things together. Like Michael Ian Black Hawk Down. Like nice. It's like movies and people, whatever. I don't know. It's hard to explain because I'm not very...
No, that's a good explanation.
40.
No, he's got this. Speaking of improv, just obviously that's another huge part of this community. I'm just going to state this as not a suggestion, more of I really want to see this happen because I believe it would be a great show. Riley and Griffin Newman, Riley Saliner and Griffin Newman, who are the hosts of Talking TCGS, I think have one of the best two-man dynamics of a podcast I've ever seen. And I really think they would do a great two-man improv show.
No.
Why not? Oh, first argument. This is official. What? How much time do we have to hash this out?
Not because I don't think they have a great dynamic. Because Griffin Newman wouldn't show up.
Why wouldn't he show up?
Griffin Newman and I and Julia tried to get a team together forever, and then he backed out because he never makes it on time. I'm calling you out, Griffin.
This is what we're gonna call an Orlando calls out. That's like a radio thing they do. An Orlando calls out. All right, Orlando, call him out.
Griffin doesn't like to reply to things. You text Griffin, he replies to you in a couple of days, not a couple of hours.
All right. So when Orlando does an call out, Orlando, we'll figure out the exact name eventually. But when he does that, I have to say something nice about that person to like level it out. Griffin Newman, I've only met on a few occasions, but gonna say, if it was a Rotten Tomato score, 100%. He's always been super nice to me.
Yeah.
No, we have to, this is a balancing act. If you're gonna say something like that, I gotta...
Oh, I do like that you say that we're gonna figure it out as if we're gonna have more than one episode of this podcast.
Only if the people demand it. I am a true believer in supply and demand. If one fits the demand, one we shall make. Hey, if the people want 1,000 of Mike and Orlando, you know, the podcast, it could happen.
Hashtag it Mike and Orlando if you want more than one of these.
M&O, also an acceptable Twitter hashtag.
Yeah, we're gonna...
Not MANDO hashtag.
That's just Mando.
Yeah, that's
I don't know
that's
that
that's
is.
Disgusting. That's awful. M ampersand like they do with M&Ms, then a capital O, not lowercase, and that will be the hashtag.
All right.
I'm looking it up only when this comes out.
This should be out on Tuesday because I don't want it to interfere with...
We should also probably talk about, of the ones that we listed originally, which we actually listened to. So we obviously both listened to Talking TCGS.
Yes, I've listened to Talking. I had a really cool occurrence last week where I listened to Talking the second episode.
Yeah.
Not listened to the first episode. And the last thing, because I put it on before I was going to bed, and the last thing I remember before going to bed was Emma's voice going, "Good night, sweet prince." And I was like, and then I thought to myself, that's crazy, like, no. And then I went back and listened, and that's how they ended the podcast. So I went off to sleep because they wished me off to sleep, man.
I also go to bed listening to podcasts. No, I don't want to freak out any of you, but some of you have tucked me in.
Yeah, it's great. I usually go with more ambient music or
Yeah, that's true. I would probably sleep better. Oh yeah, so you listen to that one. I've listened to Teens Talking TCGS, which
I tried. I cannot
listen to it.
Okay,
listen to it. I say give it a chance.
I'm also like very hard on my podcast. Like you gotta.
No, that's fair. That's fair. But it's more of just. I'm sure it makes people uncomfortable to know that exists.
Yeah.
That like underage people are said. I don't know why. I just find that really funny.
Yeah. The Wilmot brothers and like Paige and.
No, good for them. I think it's better than what was I doing when I was a teenager. Not anything as cool as they're doing.
No.
Like I wish that's what I was up to when I was a teenager.
I was going to teen nights at clubs.
You went to teen nights at clubs?
Yeah. Come on. What do you think I was doing?
That no. That's not. It's not like jaw dropping. But it's still. I'm still happy to hear about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So
What's our time? We're a 15-minute podcast,
people. 11:21.
Beautiful. That's the perfect amount of time.
I have not listened to Chatting Rats because I refuse to listen to those dicks.
I think I'm on an episode of Chatting Rats without ever listening to an episode because Cliff
pulled
me over. Did he pull you over in a bar and was like, be on my podcast?
He did it at the pilot taping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he did it. At the bar after the taping, he pulled me over outside, and I think I was on it briefly. I have to ask him.
They want everybody on there, man.
No, I think that's a good idea.
It's good, but nobody's gonna listen. Like,
no, I've never listened. That's also I should say. Oh, I love how that they handle their podcast, but I've never, not even a second.
I'm dreading having to listen to this podcast back to like adjust levels because I hate.
Well, that's not. I'm not doing that, so I don't mind at all.
Yeah. By the way, if you got any fan art so we can have a picture of, you can do
that. It's going to be a cartoon version of me and you?
Yeah. I hope it's a sweet one.
Yeah.
Please do it in MS Paint. I just want to be a brown blob. How do you want to be depicted, Mike?
I wanted to be depicted as a white blob, but with another red blob above the white blob, because I'm redheaded, and I believe that would be the biggest color distinction between the two of us, is your brownness and my red hair.
Yeah, please do that.
Anyone, seriously, like, open invite. Actually, dare I say, I will pay $10 for the one that I find to be the best one that we will use as the cover art if anyone ever asks for a future episode. You know, $10.
You're spending more money on this than I will ever spend on this.
That is probably going to be true.
This is going on SoundCloud right away.
The SoundCloud? Can anyone be on the SoundCloud?
No, it's very exclusive. You gotta know somebody.
We're not sponsored by SoundCloud, but this is eerily a sound. This is becoming a SoundCloud commercial. Shout out, because we have to burn through more podcasts with limited time. I'm a huge soda drinker because...
Yeah, I enjoy Fizzy Boys.
Yeah.
I tried
cucumber soda.
Mr. Cucumber?
Yeah, I tried it only because of that podcast.
And really? You didn't have it at Sandwich Night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was so good.
No, I didn't get any of the fancy beverages at Sandwich Night.
Well, there was like a lot of pimento loaf around.
If that's what I was hankering, some pimento loaf.
Yeah. What else? What other podcasts are there? I've not listened to Drinking TCGS. I'm sorry. I've not listened to Talking TCGS.
Is Talking TCGS Keith and Alyssa's podcast on the list, or is that associated with Talking TCGS?
So I will say I'm a...
Because I'm a huge fan.
I'm a notorious hater of episode one.
Why?
Because of the bad audio quality.
Well, I think
second
that's the
episode,
charm.
Much better.
It's a DIY. This is all DIY.
Yeah. We're fucking doing it just like McKay did. I'm sorry, did you not get that Minor Threat reference?
I did not. Please explain. Please
Minor
elaborate.
Threat is a great band. Ian McKay went on to Fugazi, and I love Fugazi.
I do know a little bit about Fugazi. What's their price limit when it comes to their tickets?
$5.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Which the UCB based a lot of their policies on.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, because...
I did know that the UCB 4 were a fan of their music.
Okay, we're coming up on...
How much time?
We got like 5 seconds, So this has been fun.
If you want more, let us know. We will do more if possible.
Bye.